A wide-ranging call between two presidents. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden and China's President Xi having their first conversation since a California summit last November. The White House calling it a candid and constructive call.
A senior administration official says the point of this call was to prevent any unintended conflict between the U.S. and China and smooth tensions, as well as just a check-in. On the call, senior administration officials say Biden raised the issue of artificial intelligence, the risks and safety concerns around that, as well as cybersecurity.
Fox Business's Hillary Vaughn at the White House. It's not known whether security concerns about TikTok came up after the House passed a bill that could lead to a U.S. ban if the app's Chinese parent company doesn't divest. President Biden urging China to meet its commitments on fighting the flow of fentanyl. President Xi calling Taiwan a red line not to be crossed, emphasizing that Beijing won't tolerate separatist activities and exterior support. Former President Trump gets back on the campaign trail in between court cases, heading first to Michigan, then Wisconsin today, and focusing in part on what he calls the current president's border bloodbath, while the Biden campaign ramps up criticism of Republicans over a stalled border security bill. After last year's toxic freight train derailment in Ohio, a new federal rule is finalized requiring two-person crews on most major rail routes.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says it's common sense for freight trains carrying miles of materials to have two crew members on board.
A second crew member is vital to performing safety functions like securing a train with handbrakes, handling track switches that are not remotely controlled, obtaining track authorities, assisting in emergencies.
Railroad operators oppose the regulation, arguing the size of crews should be determined with contract talks with unions.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fiery protests in Iran after an airstrike in Syria that killed members of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps, including two generals.
Protesters gathered in the streets of Tehran overnight, burning American and Israeli flags. They chanted death to America and called on their own government to respond. Iranian officials echoed these calls today with the country's supreme leader posting to X, saying, quote, "We will make the Zionists regret this crime of attacking the Iranian consulate in Syria and other crimes like this by God's power and strength." Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi also said the attack would not go unanswered.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Tel Aviv. State media in Iran and Syria blame Israel for the attack. The United Nations again calling for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in Gaza after an airstrike hit an aid convoy, killing seven people working with the World Central Kitchen charity. Israel's prime minister calls it unintended and tragic, and the military's investigating. The British government calls the deaths appalling and has summoned Israel's ambassador. A truck driver who killed two people in Texas apparently wasn't supposed to be driving.
Court documents reveal Jerry Hernandez was not allowed to operate a commercial vehicle due to multiple drug tests. He's now charged with homicide for killing a five-year-old after crashing into a school bus in Bastrop County last month. A man in another vehicle was also killed. The affidavit reveals he admitted to using cocaine the day of the accident, and that's what he was positive for in previous drug tests. Even though employers are supposed to check clearinghouse for drug test results. His employer at the time, FJM Concrete, did not. The court documents also revealed that Hernandez's commercial driver license also showed up as eligible because the state was delayed in updating items in its driver license system that had already hit the Federal Register. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The Dow's down 447 points. The NASDAQ also tumbling more than 1%. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.